Yeah, we good?
Recording in progress.
Oh, that's a good sound. What do you think that means, Elizabeth?
We are recording.
We are recording our very first video podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is the
Elizabeth Speaks podcast with me, Mommy.
Yay. Today is October 24th, 2024.
Yeah.
And
yes.
We have decided that we're going all in, right? We're going
yes.
all in. So what we chose to do was put out a request on your Instagram page and say to your followers, what? What did we say?
Do you want to interview us?
Anybody who was interested.
Interview them.
Yep, that you would do the interviews. Anybody who wanted to tell their story, right?
Yes.
And I think... I've said this since the beginning, Elizabeth. I think that there's so many. And so how long was it till we got our first reply? Was it a few hours or a few minutes? What happened?
Maybe a few seconds.
No, I think it was a few minutes. It was probably like 12 minutes or something.
Yeah, 12 minutes.
That was so exciting for me, and I know it was for you. But can you tell everybody, because we're going to make this a really short one, but tell everybody what your heart has been, like what you've wanted to do for a while.
Going to the TED Talks.
Well, yeah, that's your big dream.
Yeah, but when I'm 31.
Elizabeth, I think you're going to have your dream. I do.
I'll be like 27, hopefully.
But what's the dream and your heart that's been and why you're approaching it with your Instagram page? What's that based on?
About adults with people who have a learning disability have the chance to talk to people.
Is it because you had the same kind of situation and you felt unheard, unseen growing up?
Yeah, unheard, not seen, no voice.
Yep. And so, but do you think you have a voice now?
Yeah, I do.
I do too.
Watch cameras.
Yeah. So I think this is going to be kind of fun. And
yeah.
We might have some challenges, but let's just tell them kind of what our journey has been. So I think since March of 2024, I think is when you did your very first post on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then it started picking up some steam. And it was that IEP one. I think that really touched a lot of people because I think a lot of people, either they're parents of people with special needs or kids that grew up having that same experience, that really resonated because it's a common feeling of being like, okay, you're talking about me and I'm right here. And you're talking about me as if I'm a non-entity and I don't really exist. And so I think that really resonated with people. And so that was your first post. That was your second or third post. But that's what blew up your followers. And so now you're
having... The third, fourth post.
How many followers do you have now?
Almost 785 followers.
Yep. And then what do you have on TikTok? TikTok is a smaller presence, but you do like your nerdy video displays.
Yeah, I did a movie collections.
How many followers do you have on TikTok?
Like 40.
That's good. I have like 5 followers. So good job, Elizabeth. Okay, so that was March.
Yeah.
And since then, you've built up a nice little presence online where you've got some of your loyal, dedicated followers that the minute you post something, you get back, yay, Elizabeth, or, oh, you're so beautiful. We won't say who that was, but there's someone
who thinks
you're
beautiful.
Uh-huh. And then, so then all this time we were kind of thinking, what do we do next? And I think we came up with a decision that you wanted to see if anybody wanted to be interviewed. And so here we are. And so we put the calendar, you know, date on the calendar with our first interview. We won't say his name yet because it's going to be a surprise. And then I was thinking to myself, okay, now that we have an interview and now that we have an actual person, do we even have the technology? And we didn't. So I did some research a few days ago. And we have a platform now. We have a YouTube page. So the plan is we will do video interviews, so that podcasts, so that you can see us and see the person being interviewed. It's a little more exciting, right? Hopefully I won't have any crazy hair. You have great hair every day. I do not have great hair every day.
I step on it.
Well, you're still beautiful. So we're going to do this platform with a video, with a Zoom. We're going to upload it, and then we're going to have a regular podcast that's going to be still on Apple and Spotify, or as you say, Spotify.
Spotify.
Yeah. And so hopefully people will say, this is amazing. Nobody's done this before. Elizabeth's doing it, and I want to talk to her. So that's the hope, right? Being famous is irrelevant, in my opinion. I mean, how do you feel? You want to be famous too, though, huh?
Yeah.
Of course you do. I just think, for a start, this is going to touch so many people, and it's going to make you feel purposeful because you're helping other people. That's my take. What's your take? What do you think?
I guess so. I mean, I have time, so I'm done. I work at 2, so yeah. This would be good.
Exactly right. If that's the way I look at it, too. What else do we have to do, right? We've got some time. Why not do it? I'm here. Yeah. You're here. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So before we wrap up, let's tell everybody what your weekend was like. Just tell everybody what you did, because I forced you to go somewhere and you were mad at me, but then you ended up enjoying it. Don't yawn. Am I boring you?
Yeah, you do.
All right. Tell everybody what you did on Saturday night with me that you ended up liking.
Food.
It was at a festival.
Yeah.
What was it?
Noodles.
No, not the food. It was an air lantern festival. Oh, my God. You're ruining it.
Oh, yeah, the air lantern.
The air lantern festival. It was at a winery. It was this big piece of land. It was at least 3,000 to 5,000 people there. And when it turned dark, what did we do?
It went out for the air.
We lit the lanterns with everybody. And, oh, my gosh, it was amazing. So
yeah, it was amazing.
What I have to say about you, Miss Elizabeth, is that when you and I do things, we ended up having fun. As long as there's soda and something to snack on, you're good, right?
Yeah.
All right. Tonight we're going to go see.
I said, yeah, funnel cake.
I know. There was a funnel cake, but we didn't end up getting it because we just sat down, and I don't mind. My stomach wouldn't have enjoyed that, actually, Saturday night, but that was fun. And then Sunday we went to that place in Chesterfield, and we sat out in my Adirondack chairs, and we had a soda, and we watched football. You know I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I love being with you. That's my favorite thing, being with you and your brother. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up. What do you want to say to our audience?
Hopefully, I get a new interview soon.
Yes. If anybody wants to be interviewed, reach out to you on Instagram or TikTok, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's close it out.
Close it out. Bye.
Bye. Wait, oh, what are we doing? We're doing the podcast interview Thursday night, and hopefully within a few days we'll post it. It'll be available, and then we'll put a notice out. So, okay, now let's say goodbye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. You record.
Recording stopped.